night and goodbye.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Eileen Angel Readings. My name is Eileen, and I'll be giving some mini readings today for those of you who would like to call in. But first, I'd like to give you a little information about myself and the way I do readings. Starting in early childhood and throughout my adult life, I have had a variety of psychic experiences. I have seen angels, and I've heard them speak to me on many occasions. In my day-to-day life, I pay attention and listen for their advice and guidance. When I do readings, I use angel tarot cards as a focusing tool. Then I use a combination of mental telepathy and clairvoyance to tune into people and circumstances that you would like to focus on. When I look at the angel tarot cards, people jump out at me. The book meanings of those cards are not nearly as important to me as the impressions that I'm getting from these cards. Typically, when someone is getting a reading, they have questions about people in their lives, whether in personal relationships or business matters. I first have to identify the right person that they wish to ask about. As I mentioned, different individuals would jump out at me in the cards. Once I've identified who it is that you're asking about, even if it's yourself, then I can focus in more detail to help answer your questions by using mental telepathy and clairvoyance. Okay, and we have a caller. Hello? Hello, yes. This is Eileen. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, hi, Irene. Good afternoon. This is Jim from Florida. I'd like to get a reading whenever you get a chance.
Okay, all righty. Well, we can go ahead right now. Were you listening to the way that I do readings?
Yeah, I caught most of that, I think.
Okay, I use angel tarot cards, but as I was mentioning, I don't use the meanings of the book very, very rarely. I mean, I consider them, but they're not my primary tool. I use the cards as a focusing tool, and people in the cards will jump out at me. There's always different people in your life. You've got people in your personal life, people at work, exes, and someone maybe you haven't met yet. So if there's someone in your life, whether it's a personal matter or business, I first have to locate that person in the cards. Or even if it's yourself, you know, once I've got a fix on you, then I can tune in a little deeper because I do use a clairvoyance and mental telepathy. I basically tune into that person's inner being, and I can give you a little feedback about what they're likely to do based on where they're coming from or why they might behave the way they do or that type of thing, issues and blocks they might have. And so let's get started, and I'm going to be shuffling some cards. Why don't you tell me what kind of a question or issue that you would like to look at?
Yeah, just what you see happening for me for the rest of the year. I feel like having trouble getting my life organized and a little unclear of what decisions to make and what direction I should be going.
Okay. I'm feeling right off the bat, just while I'm shuffling these cards, that you do have opportunities. I'm feeling that you're a very capable person. And is this like in the business area? You're trying to figure out which direction to follow?
Oh, it's, you know, I'm in a big like crossroads here in my life, whether it's relationships, whether it's a career, I'm unemployed, I'm divorced, you know, I'm everything's coming to a head, so I'm just like, I'm a little confused of what turn to take to keep me on the right path.
Okay, what I'm feeling like right now is that it feels like you've been through some of the worst of it already. Okay, so I do feel you're about to emerge from what you've been going through. And I feel like you have even been helping yourself in that way. Do you practice creative visualization, law of attraction?
Oh, yeah, I believe very much in that. Affirmations and The Secret, whatever, you know, just trying to keep positive and everything. And
yeah, so you've been practicing some of these things in your life already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I'm feeling. You already participate. You're already actively making changes under the surface for yourself and for your life. And I do feel that this has been a turning point for you because it's time to shift gears in your life. and that it's time to move into a little bit different phase of your life, and it feels like it's a step in the right direction. That's what I'm getting, that it's not like, even though it may look on the surface at times like you're, coming to a dead end or have hit a dead end or whatever, I'm not feeling and I'm not getting that that's really the issue that's been happening. I'm feeling it's more of transitioning from one level up to the next level up. And I'm feeling that you have been preparing yourself for this already. And now one thing I'm getting here, as I am laying out cards, is that you've got to be careful about the associations that you keep with other people as far as negative people. Have you been getting any kind of negative feedback from people you've spoken to or something?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, but, you know, maybe I'm kind of outgrowing some of my older friends, or I don't feel like I have as much much in common as I used to, so I'm not in close contact as before, so it's like a branching out time.
Okay, yeah, because that's one thing I'm getting here, that you need to be aware of who you're communicating with, and if you have a choice of not communicating with people who are negative, take that choice and don't. You know, sometimes we're stuck in situations, maybe it's in a job or maybe it's at home or whatever, that you're dealing with someone and you just got to learn to cope and learn to deal the best you can. But with the ones that you have a choice to not deal with or not do business with, take that choice and just go the other way, because I'm just seeing that as being more... Well, let me ask you something. Okay, you said you're unemployed right now. Do you have other people that you've been in touch with or around or and some who are also either struggling or unemployed or something?
Not specifically. I'm just using this time to try to get clear on my, you know, decisions, and just trying to use this time to come up with ideas and growing and education time. And,
okay, all right. It's just these people are showing up, so that's why I was thinking maybe if it's just some other people saying, oh, yeah, things are bad, things are just getting worse. You know, you don't want to...
Yeah, no,
listen.
I'm not in a quicksand crowd.
Exactly, or even if you turn on the news and you hear a whole lot of that type of thing. If
yeah, sometimes I don't always have positive stuff on. I let the negative maybe come in, and that controls me a little bit.
That could be what I'm looking at here, because I feel like it's at your door.
Yeah, it is.
But you have the choice. It just, what I'm getting is you need to really be conscious every day. Do you do any meditation?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Do you start your day meditating?
No, that's something I need to do.
Oh, absolutely. I start every day. I mean, once in a while I'll miss a day, but almost every morning I start my day with a meditation. And it's nice if you have time at the end of the day to end your day with a meditation, if you can fit it in. I haven't really myself had that much time at the end of the day, but at the beginning of the day I always start my day. And it's a good way to get your mind clear, to get on a positive track, so you can attract what it is you want to attract to you. It does look like you're going to have some opportunities to make some changes for the better for yourself. I do feel there are, it feels business opportunities that are going to be surfacing for you. I'm inclined to believe by September, so that's not too far away. And it might be before that. It could be something that's desirable for you before that. It just feels like some kind of opportunities that fit what you want for your life. It's more in line with who you are. And they will be right there for you to just shift into these new ventures, it feels like, or a new position of some sort. So it does feel like it's there for you. But this period that you've been going through, it's a transition period, and sometimes, or many times, they're difficult when you transition out of one period from your life and into the next. It's that it can be stressful, and I feel like that's what this has been about for you. It does look like things are going to be improving for you, especially as you go towards the fall of this year. So is there some particular type of work that you have been pursuing just lately?
No, I've just studying currency markets and the trading of these global futures markets, just doing it for myself because ideally I'd like to work for myself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't blame you for that at all. And a lot of people are into currency trading right now, myself included.
Oh, good for you.
So it is a tricky market, though, so you really have to have a calm mind. And
yeah.
Are you trying to develop your intuition also?
Yeah, well, you know, through meditating and stuff. And, you know, because I think my timing's been a little off, and maybe it'll get better at the end of the year. So I have been careful not to do too big of trades.
I agree. And because I have found, I've been just using my own intuition here and there, and I haven't done it lately with the currencies, but the more I have relaxed my mind and thought about it, the more I've tuned into the correct direction that they're going in, and sometimes it's totally the opposite of what they'll say in the little news headlines on the websites and that sort of thing. So, you know, learning to use your intuition in that area and just be very cautious like you're doing is the best thing to do. Plus, you know, learn all you can about all the technicals and fundamentals and everything
as
well.
Yeah, it comes down to risk management, and sometimes you just have to do the opposite of what you hear, because that's how markets work. So it's a lot to learn, but it's a lot of it has to do with life in general.
Exactly. So I feel like you have the right frame of mind for what you need to do and what you need to accomplish as the months are coming up upon us. And it's as if you've been kind of spending your time going inward, and so you can shift your direction where you want it to go. And it does feel like some of your difficulties that you have experienced have been really, really stressful, and that you're still going through a healing stage with regard to that. So I feel like this is an area that you really need to work on for yourself also, as far as just being nice to you, you know, trying to arrange your life the best you can so that you can feel peaceful every day and be on that spiritual path that you want to be on, because then it'll be easier to find a little more happiness and for things to unfold in the manner that you would like them to. But it does feel like life has really, you know, you've had some difficult things that you've had to deal with. And but I do feel that I get a lot of inner strength from you, and I feel that you really do have a lot of capability to just move through a difficult situation, and that's what you've been doing for a while. So and you're not the type to give up either. You're not the type to just quit and feel sorry for yourself or whatever. I feel like you do have a lot of inner strength, and you're able to just move forward and keep moving on even when you're going through difficult circumstances. And I do feel that you're going to be doing very well as the time goes by. So I feel like you should keep just keep focused on your goals, on what matters to you, what makes you feel happy.
Yes.
Think about what kind of a lifestyle is going to make you feel happy, to wake up every morning and get going and do the things that are really enjoyable for you. And the more you're imagining that lifestyle as it already exists now, by using creative visualization and, I mean, you know, get pictures and put in front of you. Do you cut out pictures, magazines, or anything like that? Images that relate to how you want to live?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, because this is a very powerful way of bringing things into your life that you want. I feel like you really have it in you to do this, but it does feel to me also like you have things that have been, they're burdens to you. It feels like burdens, and not just the fact that you're currently unemployed. I'm feeling it's got to do with something else that's happened in your life that's been difficult to deal with. So you need to gradually just imagine yourself removing yourself from these burdens, that they're being lifted from your shoulders, that it's easier for you to move forward and move into the life that you want to live and identify with being carefree and feeling like you're really working at something that you enjoy. You know, it's that type of thing. You need to identify with it more and more every day throughout your day, if you can. Try to just feel the lifestyle that you want to live.
Okay. Do you see me meeting anyone meeting somebody this year or later in the year?
Yeah. See, there's somebody who's showing up right around you now. Is there someone that's just been in your life recently or someone you're just developing a friendship with or something?
Not really. Maybe, but it doesn't come to mind.
Okay, someone is showing up around you that could either, you might be barely acquainted with this person, they might just be around you, and if you took some job somewhere, this person might be at this particular place in this employment location. I'm not sure. I do feel someone around, she feels like she's around now. She looks and feels like she's around you in the present moment. But sometime a person's energy can be real strong if they're coming into your life, and that energy might be strong so it looks like they're there right this minute when they're really maybe a few months away.
Okay, well,
stay open in that area, because I do feel your potential in that area is very good. I see her, and then there's someone else showing up also. I wonder if this is somebody from the past, too. Did you have someone that in your past that possibly, and I'm not even sure if you were really in a, maybe this, again, this could have been more like a friendship thing, because I feel like you are attractive to the opposite sex, and I do feel like that's not an issue for you is what I'm feeling like. So, definitely, just stay open, keep your eyes open, and be receptive, because that, it just feels like there's going to be someone coming your way pretty soon.
Oh, great. And one other quick thing, give someone else a chance. I'm in Florida. Do you see me moving? I keep thinking of Costa Rica, but I've never been there. I just feel it's going to be a rough summer with the hurricanes and stuff. I don't know if I want to be here the whole year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you could move, or you could do some traveling is what I'm feeling like. So you might want to go on the internet and do a little search about Costa Rica and see if you feel like you would like to go there, but they could have hurricanes too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You can run
so,
if you can.
You might want to go up north somewhere.
Yeah, no,
go to
right.
The northwest up to Washington State where it's cool in the summer.
Yes.
So, yeah, do a little research. Okay. Listen to your feelings, because I'm feeling that you do have a pretty independent nature when it comes to getting up and going somewhere. And so you could very likely do that. And I feel like if you do move, take a trip somewhere, I'm feeling you could even get to know yourself a little better by doing that. I'm feeling you could be doing a little more soul searching and go inward a little more, and it would be beneficial for you in that manner. So listen to your feelings on it, though. I have found first thing when I wake up in the morning, if there's been a matter on my mind, some kind of a little answer or advice might pop into my mind just as I wake up. Or other times, I don't know, if I'm in the shower or just getting out of the shower, or sometimes something, all of a sudden there's some clarity on something. So look for those little times in your day that you get a little feeling about something, and pay attention to that. And just meditate on it and see what comes up. But listen to your light, pleasant, smooth feeling. If you get a heavy feeling or something's kind of pulling at you inside, underneath your skin, then that's usually a red flag. When you get a smooth, pleasant feeling when you're trying to decide about something, look for that smooth, pleasant, okay feeling. You might even, sometime I've tried writing, let's say there's two choices I have to make about something. I've tried writing one on one piece of paper and then write the other one on another piece of paper and look at each one and see which one do I get the most comfortable, smooth feeling about. And usually that ends up being the better choice.
Yeah.
So you might do something like that when you're thinking about either moving or taking a trip, and listen to pay attention. If you get a little uncomfortable feeling under your skin, whatever it is, that's usually a red flag. If it's something heavy feeling or uncomfortable feeling, so that can help guide you, because we have access to a lot to receive inner guidance from our guardian angels, from any other. Guides that might be around. Sometimes it's relatives who are deceased that will be trying to give you a little guidance and give you a little hint about something or some advice. So the more you can try to just be calm, tune in, listen, try to spend some time maybe out in nature or whatever where it's relaxing, and just try to listen and pay attention to those little feelings you get, because I'm feeling you have a very good mind to move forward in your life and accomplish what you want to accomplish, but I'm getting some blocks that have been there over the years, and I feel like by tuning in more and more and listening to your inner guidance, and you, that'll help you to let go of the heavy blocks and to make better progress moving forward.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for all your advice, and this makes me feel great. And I took notes, so I'm gonna practice everything you told me. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good bye bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Okay, so if anyone else would like to call in for a mini reading, feel free to, and I've got some phone numbers here. If you're in the United States, you can dial 877-876-5227, or another number for U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. And you're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And I'll give you my website address if you would like to check that out. And it's EileenAngelReadings.com. And also, after the show, if anyone would care to call to make an appointment for a reading, you can dial my personal 800 number, which is 800-457-8867. Okay, and we have another caller. Hello, this is Eileen. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Eileen. This is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Hi, Tony. How are you today?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Okay, Tony. Well, do you have a particular question or something, some area of interest that you would like some feedback on?
I'd like to have a baby.
Okay.
And I don't know if you, I'm seeing someone now. I don't want to give their name. They may be listening, but I just want to know if it's a good to go, a good feeling with him, or maybe someone else will be more appropriate for my life and their life. If you see anything around me, or if this person is good for me right now, or.
Okay. All right.
No, it's an ambiguous question.
Okay. All right. So you're just trying to get a little clarity on your current relationship.
Yeah, basically,
See what might come up as far as the potential for the two of you. Okay.
Yeah,
I am shuffling the cards right now. I don't know if you heard. I use angel tarot cards.
Yeah, okay.
And people will jump out at me in the cards. So I need to locate your friend that you're inquiring about. And once I can locate him, which I do that by personalities will jump out at me in the card. So once I make sure I'm looking at the right personality, then I can give you a little more detailed information, because I sort of tune in to the person's inner being with mental telepathy, clairvoyance, and any other little hints I'm getting from my own angels that are around me.
Yeah.
And let's see. Okay, now there is one person who just jumped out at me, and you can tell me if this sounds like him. There's one guy I see here who looks like he's business-oriented. He looks like he looks like he's a bit of a workaholic. He looks like he's kind of serious-minded. He works hard. He's basically a good guy, pretty honest, good kind of guy. Does he come across that way to you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now this guy, I suspect he could even be a little bit of a workaholic.
Yes.
So, but he looks like the type also, now there's another one showing up, I don't know if this is an ex or what, there's two of them I'm looking at. The first one that I'm describing as a bit of a workaholic, he feels to me like he's not real good at always expressing himself verbally. He's more the type to do things instead of talking a lot and telling you all his feelings and everything, all his emotions.
Right.
He's more likely to do something and show you how he feels.
Okay, yeah.
Does that sound like him?
Yes, it does, yes.
Now, also, I'm still honing in. I'm still making sure I'm looking at the right person. This particular man does not look like he would be overly critical. I mean, he can have a little temper or anything just like anybody else, but he doesn't feel like the type that enjoys criticizing people.
Mm-hmm.
There's another man I'm looking at who has some of these same qualities, except this other man tends to criticize people easily. Now, does this sound like your friend?
No.
Okay, okay. So it's the first one.
Yes, it seems like the first one, yeah.
Okay, so he's...
No, there's another one.
He works hard. He's a good, honest guy. He doesn't always say, you know, I'm crazy about you or whatever, but he might do some nice things for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, he might go fix your car. He might see something at the store that he knows you like and pick it up or that type of thing.
Okay, yes.
That's him. Okay. Well, this man, he does look like he's a good guy to me. He doesn't look like the type that would be out, you know, if he's dating someone, I feel like he's the type that he's one-on-one. He doesn't feel like he's dating you and he's out running around and flirting and carrying on with other women.
Right.
Now, you haven't gotten any of that kind of feedback from him, have you?
That he's,
one-on-one. He feels like
he's
one-on-one.
Yes,
that's what I'm getting from him.
Yes.
He's, and that's the way he is. He feels like if he makes a commitment to someone, he follows through on the commitment. Is that what you have seen in him so far?
Yeah, that's thus far, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like that's the way he probably was raised that way. He grew up, you know, to be a responsible person. And I feel like he shows responsibility in his life, whether it's at his job or in his relationships. He feels like he gets pretty stressed out, though, and he keeps a lot of things inside. He doesn't always confide in people. Is that what you found with him?
Yes.
That's correct?
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've
got to
tell
me if I'm off,
because
that means I'm looking at the wrong guy. I don't want to
stick
with this guy. He's really good, and I'm looking at the wrong guy, and it's
right,
not,
I
know,
and not unless there's someone else who's double, who's waiting in the wings or something, but sounds like him thus far, yeah.
This is him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this man, he feels like he was hurt in some previous relationship, that he was, you know, really put his heart out there for someone else in the past, and he got burned, and he feels like he put a shield up around himself as a result of some of these hurts. Is he divorced or something?
No, but I know he has an ex-girlfriend. I don't know if they still have communication, I think, still going or something.
Did you get the impression that breakup hurt him or something?
I couldn't tell. I mean, I'm not so sure. I know he's very cautious. I think he's very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
It takes him a while to trust, to get your trust. I think that's what I'm picking up. So,
I'm getting very cautious. He has kind of like a little wall around himself, and he wants to have a permanent mate. I don't feel like this is one of these guys who just wants to be single forever.
Mm-hmm.
He does identify with being in a partnership with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't feel, he feels more like he wants an equal partner in a woman. Do you get that impression from him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't feel like that egotistical type that thinks the man, you know, is smarter or above the woman somehow. I don't get any of that.
That's
true. Very down to earth. He really is a good guy. I don't get anything bad from him. You know, he might have a temper. But nothing terrible. I feel like maybe if somebody really pushed him a lot, have you gotten that impression?
Well, probably he could snap back at you or something.
I'm sorry?
I mean, not.
What is it?
Maybe. I mean, I haven't, I guess if you, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He's not the type to go around being critical of others. I'm saying he's strong. He feels strong to me. That's what I'm getting. It's like he doesn't feel like the type that's going to be taken advantage of by people.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay, like he's going to speak up for himself. He's not, you know, he might try to get along and let things go, but he's the type that he's going to draw a line at some point and say, no, this goes no further.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from him,
okay.
Which is good. You see, he's not out looking for trouble with anyone, but he's not going to be taken advantage of.
Okay,
he looks like he does a lot of thinking. And he keeps a lot of his thoughts and feelings to himself. And he has been hurt in previous relationships. And I feel like he tends to carry that with him, but not in such a bad way. I don't feel like he's dreaming about somebody else. You know, I don't think it's that he's still hung up on somebody and wishing he could be with them or any of that. I don't get that at all.
Okay.
I just feel like... it's kind of like, you know how it feels to get hurt.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go through that again.
And I think men are a little bit more, you know, women, we're sort of like, we do get hurt, but we're we're willing to open up ourselves again. But men, it's I think it's a different
Exactly. It's like, okay, I know what you people can do to me, and I'm not letting you do that again. It's more of that type of thing. So he's got a bit of a shield around himself to protect himself. And let me see here, with regard to you and him. Yeah, because it looks like you're even wondering within yourself, is he really, you know, how much does he really care about you? Because you're not, you know, you're not getting a complete, he hasn't said anything to you so far to let you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're not sure exactly where you stand with him. He shows that he cares.
Right.
But he's not hurrying to make any kind of commitments or something. Is that what you're getting?
Absolutely, yeah.
He's instead, he looks like he's so busy worrying about things that he worries about in his life. All his stress that he goes through. He feels like, I guess it's his job. Does he work long hours or something?
Well, I don't know, really. Not really, but he does work a lot. I mean, with his job, he travels, and he has an agency where he's a model, but he's also a musician. So, he maybe work for out of town for 4 days, and then he comes back and he's working another job. So, and he gets whatever given to him from his agency, and then also he's working on his music, so at night.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted to ask you if there was something inconvenient about the relationship. So I guess that's it. He stays so busy, and he is working and traveling with his work and everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of leaves you feeling almost kind of like you get your feelings hurt sometimes. Because he's not giving you, you see him giving his work a lot of quality attention, but he's not giving you quite as much quality attention as you would like to have.
Yeah.
So you kind of get feeling like you're left out or something sometimes. Is that what you've gone through that? Because that's what it looks like, almost like he's, just kind of leaving you on the side and being involved in everything else in his life.
Yeah.
But, I feel like with him, how I mentioned earlier, he can be a bit of a workaholic.
Yeah.
This is part of how he deals with relationships and his own insecurities about really giving his heart to someone. It's kind of like work is a great escape because, most people have to work.
Yeah.
So it's easy to turn your attention to work and say, and it's an honest excuse. Well, hey, I got to work, So, I feel like that's a comfortable place for him. He can totally identify with his work. He can get totally absorbed in it and stay busy, and it's hectic. And it's a way for him to escape really being heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul with someone in a relationship. I don't know if you've kind of gotten that feeling.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay, so I'm right on my intuition, okay.
Yeah.
On my intuition.
You've already kind of tuned into that?
Yes, and I wasn't sure, okay, is it my mind telling me that, or is it my gut telling me that? And so, right now I get it, yeah.
Yeah, so your own intuition has already been kind of giving you these hints and these messages. And I feel like this is typical for him in a relationship. I don't really feel like he's trying to figure out if he wants to be with you or someone else. I'm not getting that. I'm getting more. And, he even feels like sometimes he's even a little lonely inside of himself because he does this. It's a comfortable place for him, but it's like, you can be working alone and working on your own and be comfortable, and then sometimes you feel a little lonely inside.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And that's what I'm getting from him. And I feel like he hasn't completely accepted you into his life as part of his life. Have you two just been dating in recent months?
Well, more intensely than we've known each other for about like a year and a half. So more intensely in this part of the year, our second year together. Not, it's more and more this recently than about 6 months ago. So more and more.
So before it was more like a casual kind of dating where maybe you get together sometime and then not see each other or talk to each other for a while.
Right.
And so it's more been almost more like a little going steady kind of thing lately.
Yes, right.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like you and him have not really connected in as a quality way like you want to.
Right.
And you're feeling almost like you're on the outside looking in.
Right.
Kind of like, well, what's going on here? You know, is work his whole life and he doesn't care about me? And sometimes you get that kind of feeling. Then when you're with him, I do feel like he is, he can be a considerate person.
Yes, he is.
When you're around him.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is part of his own stressful experience he goes, that he has, that he lives with within himself. I don't feel like it's a reflection of his opinion or feelings of you.
Okay.
It's more, he's kind of blocked is what
his
it is.
Nature
and, and he's a good guy. He's not a bad guy. Because, I mean, I'd be the first to tell you if I thought, you know, this guy can't be trusted or whatever.
Okay.
I don't get that feeling from him.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't gotten the impression that he's interested in dating other people or anything, have you?
No. No.
And you don't notice him flirting with girls when you're out?
No, not at all. No.
He looks and feels to me very one-on-one. He just feels like he doesn't think like that. And again, I think maybe he was raised that way, you know. Maybe he saw his parents and his father was just real responsible and committed or to his mother or something. I just feel like that's how he's been his entire life and that's the way he lives his life. So that's good. He's the type that would make a good partner and mate for someone because he's reliable, he's honest, he's, you know, to me the most important, one of the most, very most important thing is that they're being true to you and not out looking for something else when you're not around. And I don't get that from him. And he's so responsible. He's hardworking. He's not the type to, he just looks like he's got and feels like he's got a lot of really good traits to offer. He really is a good guy. So it's getting through to him, though, and I feel like life with him would not necessarily be unhappy. He feels like if you were actually living together or got married or whatever up the road, that he could make a good partner, that you would kind of learn to maybe you use mental telepathy or intuition with each other. He doesn't care to use the spoken word that much. So out of necessity, it could help you to develop your intuition, your mental telepathy capabilities, so that when he's not expressing his feelings, you could feel those feelings, those vibes could be coming over to you, you know? So it's like, oh, well, I don't have anything to worry about. He does love me. He is with me, you know, that type of thing.
Right, okay.
So there's potential here. I would definitely not write this guy off. There's definitely potential.
All right.
So so just I feel like somehow you got to try to because he's he makes it hard to get through to him.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, he's kind of got a little wall around his heart and around himself and all that, and he's so cautious. So but he's a good guy. I feel like it's worth it knocking on that door, you know, and trying to get through and communicate and try to be one-on-one with him. And then if you get to a point where you're just not feeling like it's happening, I mean, you know, you got to tell him also. You got to let him know that you like to be one-on-one. You want to talk. You want to communicate, you know, and or in whatever way that's possible, that's comfortable, some kind of little compromise or something. And if he's not giving you the time, you know, if he looks like he's making some effort, I would definitely give this guy a chance.
Okay.
He does want to have a partner in life. He does not want to spend his life as a bachelor. He identifies with having a partner, and he just feels like the kind of guy to me that if he was married to someone or living with them, he'd pay attention to their car, you know, like if their car needs servicing, he'd go take care of it, or he'd pay attention, you know, he would notice different things. If he knows there's a certain type of food you like and he's at the supermarket, he'd pick it up, or he's a considerate guy, you know. He might just get up and go cook a meal in the morning or do something. He feels like he is a good guy. So, so try to get tuned in to him the best you can. Try to see if you can kind of get eye to eye and heart to heart with him.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I can see how you're and feel how you've been feeling. You've been feeling kind of left out.
Yeah.
So do you get to see him at least once a week?
Yes, but I'm getting ready to go away for a long time for the summer, so I want to sort of, okay, where are we going here, like, kind of thing, sort of assess the relationship and see.
Now,
you
has
know,
he been
really
encouraging you as far as the relationship and staying together? Has he been encouraging you?
Well, every time I sort of pull away, he sort of, you know, doesn't want that to happen, and so, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, because what I feel like is that he's going over so many things that stress him out inside of himself. He keeps everything bottled up, and or almost everything. It's just hard for him to open up and confide in people.
Yeah. And his mother was very sick for a while, so he took care of his mother for a year because she was very ill, and now she's better. And a friend was very ill for a long time, so... And maybe he had just had such an intense year that he's.
I feel like
cautious.
He's been this way most of his life. I do. And he may have brought this with him from a previous lifetime because I believe in reincarnation. And sometimes we bring personality traits or issues with us into a new life.
Interesting.
Because it feels like it's there. He's been that way for many years, it feels like.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something you could, I don't know, first of all, you need to get in that space with him where you can communicate a little more one-on-one.
Yeah.
And when you take your trip, what you might want to do is set up some kind of an email thing with him, telephone calls. I really don't think you should write this guy off. He looks like he's a good quality one. You don't want to throw away a good quality one.
Yeah, I know.
You want to brush off the ones that you just can't be a good mate, you know.
That's true.
And this guy, I think I already said that. If you were living with him, married to him, I just feel like he would be looking after you, even if he's not telling you all the time, oh, I'm crazy about you, you're beautiful, and blah, blah, and all that. You know, talk is cheap anyway. Some of these guys who talk the most do the least, you know. They end up running around and going, giving that same line to somebody else, too.
So
this guy feels like actions speak louder than words, and he feels solid, he feels honest, he feels good. I really feel like someone who would be living with him and spending, you know, year after year living with this guy, it feels to me like that woman would feel secure. She would know he loves her. She'd feel secure. She'd feel peaceful in her relationship and in her life. And she'd know that they were together and he was going to be with her and be on her side, whatever happened. You know, she would, you know, it would be a even if he's not always confiding and telling her every little thing and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. I feel like a person could feel secure in a relationship with him and feel good and have a happy life. And then that part of it, the way he doesn't open up that easily, that's something you would have to just really get close enough to him and chip away at that wall that he's got around himself little by little until he starts to feel that he can open up a little more and be a little more trusting. I mean, he might never just turn into, you know, some blabbermouth like me who's just open and saying everything on my mind, you know. But he would, I think you could work together. I think you could work with this is what I feel like.
Definitely
try to set up some kind of communication with him for while you're on your trip and try to keep that conversation going and let him know, you know, what you feel, what kind of feelings you have for him and everything.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Tony.
Wonderful. You have a beautiful energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You do, really.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
Great.
Well, good luck to you. And check out my website if you'd like to call sometime and get a reading. Remind me of who you are, that you called me on the radio and we spoke. And, and have a good day. And thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And good
all
luck.
The best. Okay,
bye. Okay, so if anyone else would like to call in and get a mini reading, give me a call. And my name is Eileen. You're listening. Oh, I think there's another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Eileen. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Eileen. You're speaking to Pat.
Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Great. Okay. Well, were you listening and hearing how I do readings?
Well, this is my first time on the air. Yes, I have been. I have to ask you a question, and then you feel about the person?
Yeah, I've got to locate the right person that we're talking about. And then in my cards, I use my angel tarot cards, and I don't read meanings of cards. I never even learned all the meanings of the cards, to tell the truth, because they just became slightly unimportant to me as I was when I started using my cards back in 1996. And my intuition, my clairvoyance, mental telepathy is what I rely on. But in the cards, the cards are a focusing tool. People jump out at me in the cards. So once I locate the right people that you want to ask about or circumstances, then we can tune in and get a little more detailed.
All right, can I ask about a couple people?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. First, I would like to know about myself.
Okay. Okay. And then what? Okay. What questions or?
Well, my relationship.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what relationship to start with?
Well, I'm married, but we don't have a relationship, like, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry. You said you're married?
Yes.
But it's not a traditional type of marriage. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you live together?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And what is your particular question about? So you wanted to ask about your husband?
Well, I want to see if there's any kind of love coming back into any kind of love in my life or come into my life.
And you're wanting to know if in your marriage then with your husband?
Well, even if it's outside the marriage, at this point I don't care.
Okay. is your husband a somewhat critical person?
Yes.
Okay, so he tends to criticize?
Yes.
Okay, because I see someone here that looks like he could be around you, and it looks like he enjoys criticizing you about all kinds of things. Is that
yes.
what you find with him? It's kind of like you can't do anything right.
Right.
Okay, so that is him?
Yes.
He's not listening to, is he?
No. No. I have the door locked.
Well, he doesn't look like he's going to be changing anytime soon. He doesn't look or feel like he's on any kind of a real spiritual path where that would help him.
No, he isn't.
No. He looks like, does he tend to get kind of just aggravated or angry at you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And
yes.
he's it's like he's got a bully kind of personality.
Yes.
And I feel like he's had this probably all his life. He looks for people to bully is what it feels
right
like.
Right now he does, yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yeah. And you try to keep peace.
Yes.
You don't want to fight. You don't want to argue. You try to keep peace. So you try to keep kind of a low profile, not to start arguments.
Right.
And a bully, I mean, it's like nothing. I don't know what works with a bully, to tell the truth. I mean, but trying to be quiet and be peaceful and mind your own business is not something that typically seems to work. It's like the bully tends to look at you like you're weak, and
right.
then they want to go and bully you more. You know,
right.
And that's their big ego thing they have going on, which underneath the big ego are deep-rooted insecurities.
Well, yeah. I have been like that. Hopefully I'm getting out of it a little bit more and more, but I'm just, like I said,
you have been what?
Been like that. I've been very, like, low profile. I'm learning to speak up.
But, I mean, the truth is there's nothing, you can't win any kind of an argument with this type of person.
No.
It's a waste. All it's going to do is upset you.
Yes.
You know, so the truth is, between arguing and telling him to leave you alone or where to go or whatever, and having a big fight and a big argument, or trying to just mind your own business, I mean, I would choose, if I was living under the same roof with this kind of a character, I'd probably be choosing the quiet, hey, don't speak to me and I won't speak to you kind of
That's how it's been.
Yes, and I would make that choice because arguing and fighting is so upsetting and so stressful. And with this person, it won't get you anywhere. It's just he is not happy. He's not at peace. He has a lot of anger issues inside of himself. He's got deep-rooted insecurities that, again, manifest in this negative ego problem. And I don't see him doing anything about it. I don't see he blames you for everything. You know, if the sun doesn't rise tomorrow, well, guess whose fault it is? You know, that's your fault.
You're right.
So you may as well face the fact everything that's wrong is your fault.
Yes.
And
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And so if it were me, I could not live under the same roof with somebody like that. I could not. It's just it's too stressful and life is too short.
It is. That's why I said what I say to myself is there going to be someone coming into my life? That's what I want to know.
Well, the fact is, yes, you would have another opportunity of someone else coming into your life. But
that's
your primary concern is finding some peace and happiness for yourself in the present day.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to be looking for your knight to ride in. The knight on the white horse or whatever it is to be riding in to rescue you. Because then what you might end up doing, let's say you met someone else that was interesting and pleasant and all that, you might end up putting too much emphasis on him and making him to be something he's not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't. What you want to look at, first of all, is yourself and your life. This is your life.
Right.
It belongs to you. It doesn't belong to this man you're married to or anyone else. It belongs to you. And your first priority is to have a happy life and to have a peaceful life. And to be on your path in life, to follow your path and to feel free to do that.
Right.
And if you're living with him and having to communicate with him and listen and watching, you know, he feels like no matter what you do, he's going to kind of want to look down at you.
Right.
Or criticize you. And not only, oh, that's what I wanted to bring up, too, because this is very clear to me. This man he's going to keep your self-esteem down. If you're living and under those circumstances on, he's going to keep you, you know, it's going to be hard to feel really good about you and to get independent and self-sufficient. This type of person, they do kind of this brainwashing on someone.
Yes, he has done that.
Yes, they brainwash you into thinking that you are not a valuable person.
I can't live on my own, yes.
I'm sorry?
He told me I couldn't live on my own.
Oh, absolutely. Because guess what? If you go live on your own, then who's he going to pick on?
Yes.
So, they brainwash you to make you feel like you're not capable of anything. You know, plus nobody would ever want you. You know, don't even try.
You know,
your life is worthless, you're worthless, and I'm the big king on the hill here.
You're right.
And you can't let them brainwash you that way. And, I mean, it's one thing that you've been through it. You've gone through all this. You've got to start building yourself up from the inside. And, of course, you're not going to get any support in that direction from him. He's going to try to, you know, if you take two steps forward, he's going to try to pull you back three steps. So
right.
You need to start building up your own self-esteem.
Yeah,
and you
I'm
need
afraid to,
un- to
go on my own, I guess.
Exactly, yes, because you feel insecure inside. He's, you know, you're not sure of yourself. Have you been with this man a long time?
Yes, I have.
Okay, no wonder, because I feel like this has been going on for years, that your own self-esteem has been low, and you haven't felt that inner strength and that determination that you need to muster up. This is the time to start building you, and you need to really get some good books, or write some affirmations out. Ask your guardian angels and God to help you with this. I'm always talking to my guardian angels and God. I ask for help from any one of them that's available that wants to help me or give me advice. And, you know, reach inward. And you need to work on your inner strength. That's what your biggest priority is right now.
I've been praying to God. I have. And I've been praying to the to St. Mary and to St. Teresa.
That's good. That's good. But the thing is, living under the same roof it makes it, you know, if you're living on your own, it's much easier to start building up yourself and being independent because you're proving it to yourself every day. You know,
right.
You're making your own way, you're paying for your own things, your apartment or whatever it is, you're living on your own, you're being independent. And so you just naturally start feeling stronger because it's like, hey, well, I did that. I'm okay. You know, the world didn't come to an end. And so little by little, it's easier when you're on your own to build yourself up. But when you're living under the same roof with someone who can't wait to look down at you, even if they don't say anything, it's kind of like you know what they're thinking. You know that they disapprove. You know that they are waiting for you to trip up, you know, because
you're
they're going to enjoy it if you fall.
You're right.
And that's another reason not to tell him anything you're working on. I mean, unless you absolutely have to for some reason.
Oh, no, I don't tell him nothing.
No, exactly.
You know, because like I said, I lock the doors.
There you go. Because if he thinks you're starting to move up a little bit in the world in the way of feeling, you know, more empowered and feeling like, okay, I'm going to get my life on track. I can take care of myself. And everybody else is out there doing it. I can do it, too. If he knows that you're even mentally preparing yourself, then he'll try to pull you down and drag you down more. Because he does not.
Can I ask you something else? I have four sons.
Okay.
I want to know how they're doing and if they're going to do okay.
Let's see. I feel like your sons worry about you. Do they know about the... are they there with you in the house?
One is.
One?
One son, that is.
Okay, and the others are outside. All right, we better close it up. It looks like your sons worry about you. So the more you can do well for yourself, the happier your sons and everybody's going to be. I got to close it out. Again, thank you for calling. Check out my website. It's EileenAngelReadings.com.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to call after the show to set an appointment for a reading, my personal number is 800-457-8867. And thank you all so much. Thank you, Pat,
Kristen.
And good luck to you. I'll keep
thank
you in
you
my
so
prayers.
Much.
You're welcome, and have a good day. And thank you for listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And have a good day, and I'll be back next Thursday at the same time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you very much.